episode 2138, Go With All Your Heart.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I see you with a smile on your face. It is Inspiration Motivation Day. Rise and shine. It is time to go with all your heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Life is what you make it. You can choose to be hit by the curveballs or choose to hit the curveballs. Like Confucius says, wherever you go, go with all your heart. How we handle everyday ups and downs either slows us down or speeds us up. It's amazing how that works, right? You've got the ups and the downs and you're like, but I go slow and I go fast. It's a way we stay on track or get derailed. You have a choice today. You have a choice every day. Choose to stay on track and go with all your heart. You know, one thing I never understood, and maybe you would agree too, was how people can let a Monday dictate how they're going to feel. Really? Just because it's Monday. Oh, Monday, dreaded Mondays. Seriously? Why can't it be happy Mondays? Stupendous Mondays? Anything but dreaded Mondays? It doesn't make sense to me. How unfair to all the opportunities and possibilities available to you. When you have that kind of attitude, you just close the door. And the problem is we do that with every single day of the week. And sometimes it's the hour. I'm like, really? We get into this momentum of I only can do what is dictated to me. Why sell yourself short just because of the weekday's title? Life isn't fair. That's nothing new. Neither is how the days of the week were named, right? You had no control over it, so why give your power away to something you don't have control over? Seriously, think about that. Let's be over logical. Let's take it to the extreme. Rise up, stand up, be who God is calling you to be, regardless of whether you feel like you're hanging out in the trash can or soaring with the eagles. Go with all your heart. You know, circumstances do not have to represent your heart. This is not an easy stance to take, but you are worth it. There are a lot of us that do fall into that. I would think if I asked my mom and if my dad was with us now, I would say they would probably say I never had that outlook on life. Why? Because I was raised differently. My mom was always optimistic. She always saw the light at the end of the tunnel. She may not have liked the darkness in the tunnel, but there was still a peak of light. There was still hope. That was given to me as a gift. My dad the same way. Now, sometimes he would handle things a little bit differently when stress came up, but we all have our quirks. It doesn't mean that he didn't have that optimistic eye, the optimistic heart. Go with all your heart. You can be full of joy even when it seems that life is falling down around you. You can be that joy-filled person who takes lemons and makes lemonade. I know you've heard that. But let me tell you this. Yesterday, what was yesterday? Well, for me, it was Monday. I had a run-in with the power of water. Water's great in a pool. It's awesome in a sink or tub, and it's fantastic in a washing machine. No problems there. But inside the wall, no way. Water does not belong inside of a wall. Well, yes, this past weekend, I discovered that we had a leak. And I tried to figure out where it was coming from. Well, I finally decided it was my master bedroom's sink. Oh my goodness, seriously. And the crazy thing is the damage was significant. I could see it in the wall. Well, I immediately turned off the water. I was like, we got to shut it down. and still there was a leak. So I called, made an appointment for the plumber, and he shows up on Monday. He arrives in the afternoon within the time frame that they set. You know those time frames, you love it, right? Oh, I'm going to be there between 8 and noon or 12 and 5. You're like, seriously, could you give me like an hour window? Anyway, I said, you know what? I will make time in my schedule because I've got an issue here and it's only going to get worse. And I really had no idea how long, but because I saw what was going on with the wall, I was like, oh no, this has probably been leaking way too long. So the plumber arrives and he goes to look first at my sink and he goes, wow. He goes, you told me to turn off the water. I said, yes, sir, I did. He goes, okay, it looks like we still have a leak. Let me listen. So he was listening. That's what he heard. I heard it too when I turned off the water 2 days ago. He's like, I think you have a leak in the wall. And I was like, yeah, I figured you would tell me that. He said, that means I'm going to have to cut out the wall. And I was like, yeah, I thought so. So onward we went. Now understand, this is a beautiful wall and I really don't want it cut. Now it's not in our main area, of course. You can't see it, but it's still there. If you walk by, it's like, okay. And I just had this feeling it's going to be a huge hole in my wall. So he begins cutting. And he cuts it and he goes, you know what? This is really wet. I said, I was afraid you were going to tell me that. He goes, yeah. And he goes, probably it hasn't been just happening over when you actually found it over the last couple days. I said, yeah, I know. Well, the news was not getting any better. But I just thought, okay, there's got to be a silver lining in all of this. So he goes ahead and he cuts it. And he looks, he goes, oh, yeah. Literally the pipe itself that was in the wall was leaking. He goes, I'm going to have to cut the pipe. And he goes, oh, and by the way, I'm going to have to cut your baseboard too. And I was like, oh, okay. There was no way to save it. It had to be cut. Knew it would have to be repaired. I'm like, oh, more work. Lots more work. Well, I had to fix the leak, right? I couldn't say, oh, no, just go away. It's all right. It's my dreaded Monday, and I'm just going to be mad about it, and I don't know, but we're just going to leave it as so. No. So he began, and he took things apart. To make a long story short, after 4 hours of trying to repair it, the parts were still not working. He made 3 outside trips. By the time he was done, it was 4 trips to get parts for my piping system. And I thought, are my pipes that bad? Like, do we not have things that fit? Well, you know, the quirks of a house. And it's not that old of a house. It's an older house, but it's not like it's ancient. So there I stood and I told him the third time he went, I said, you know, I said, if this doesn't work, I said, I know you're pressed for time. He still had another client to see after me. And this was already getting close to 4:35 o'clock in the afternoon. And he came earlier. Well, I told him, I said, if this doesn't work, I said, I'm okay with you capping it so we can turn the water back on. Because you see, that was the problem. We had the water all shut off. And you know what else? Not only had he been there like 30 minutes, then I had to go to the bathroom. And so I was holding it already for like 2.5 hours. I was like, this bladder is not going to take it much longer. And I really didn't want to go to the bathroom. You know, you can hold, I mean, you know, every toilet gets one flush, but I didn't want to push it. And so I told him, I said, if need be, we can just cap it and then get what we need and you can come back another time. And he's like, oh, no, I'm going to go get the parts. All will be fine. So he went. He tried and tried. And he came back to me and says, ma'am, I hate to tell you this, but we're going to have to cap it. This was already into dinner time. He had been here 5 hours working on this little pipe that had water coming out of it. And it wasn't a high amount of water, but it was just a spritz. And it looked beautiful if it was going to be in a spa. But in my wall, I don't think so. Now, I could have totally come unglued. You're going to leave me with not only a hole in my wall, but my pipe is still not fixed. My water's been turned off for 5 hours. I've had to go to the bathroom. I could have nailed him list after list after list of saying what you didn't do. But what did I do? I simply surprised him. I was patient with him. I was kind. I had a good attitude. And I said, you know, I totally get it. You need to go and take care of your next customer. And I smiled. And he said, ma'am, thank you for being so patient with me. Thank you for being understanding. And I said, well, it's not like I can do anything about it. We have our water on. All is fine. I don't have to have that sink running. And you can go take care of somebody else. He goes, well, I promise I'm coming back to take care of you. And I said, thank you. I said, can I get you anything else before you leave this evening? He goes, no. But he went out with a huge smile on his face. I know he doesn't get those kind of reactions very often. And you might be able to relate. Maybe it wasn't a huge hole in your wall and a pipe that sprung a leak, but maybe it was a flat tire that was inconvenient. Maybe it was your washing machine breaking down. Maybe it was a child who broke something of yours that meant a lot. Sometimes we can let our circumstances control our emotions and our feelings. Now, I'm not saying you can't feel upset. I'm not saying that at all. But you know what? This man who was coming to fix my wall, he did not put that leak in the wall. Is it an inconvenience? You better believe it. There are a lot of people in this house. And we use a lot of water. Have you seen my water bill? Okay, maybe not. But you know what I'm saying. I could have been upset and outraged that he wasted all my time because I had to make myself available and still my plumbing was not fixed. And now there's a huge hole still in my wall. Lemonade from lemons. Sometimes we don't realize how our attitude can determine the direction of our day. But it can. And so today, I want you to put a smile on your face. Anytime you feel anxious, anytime you feel like, oh my gosh, I don't believe it, smile. Just smile. When you didn't make that light, just smile. When your kids are driving you crazy, just smile. And take a deep breath. Empower yourself beyond circumstances and your situations. Go with all your heart, because I promise you when you do that, you're going to feel better about your day. You're going to get more accomplished. You're going to be like, okay, this wasn't that bad after all. And you're also going to realize that even though life is about a roller coaster, it's truly an adventure. And you've got a choice how you will enjoy the ride. Go out today, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, joyous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.